Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're at Uptown Alley in Manassas. Third time we've ever been out here for the show. Last year, we were here before the Chicago Bears game through the season.
I'd forgotten that that was the game that we were here for.
Lest people forget, that was the Hail Mary game.
Yeah, pretty good.
So 2 days before the Hail Mary heard round D.C., we were right here previewing that game. And, in fact, we spent the entire day not knowing if Jaden Daniels was going to play or not.
That's because
he had a cracked rib.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know exactly what was going on. We still haven't been told he broke his rib by the team, but we now know he broke his rib. So then he had the Hail Mary on that Sunday against the Bears. Then the next time the show was out here, I missed it. You and Toby were doing the show because I had the flu, but it was the Friday before the Lions playoff game.
That's right.
When Washington whooped that ass in Detroit. I think that's the technical term. They went to Detroit and just destroyed the Lions, and Jaden Daniels played the game of his career, made the best throw I've ever seen. Not just him, but maybe anybody throw in the playoffs. Just kind of like flipping the ball from next to his, peck, 63 yards downfield to De'Ami Brown on a loop that almost hit the top of the dome at Ford Field. And I still am bummed I missed that. You guys had a packed house that day. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was incredible.
Leading up to a game that got the boys to the NFC Championship game. So we're 2-for-2 out here. And while the Commanders won't win this weekend, they also can't lose.
They're undefeated when we come to Uptown Alley, period.
This season, not losing is probably every bit as good as a win. They've gone 2 months without a win. They've got the not winning thing covered, but they cannot lose because we're here.
They've gone 2 months with only losses. This won't be a loss. That's breaking the streak. It's because we're here.
Uptown Alley, boys
Uptown
and
Alley,
girls.
Man.
If you're in the Manassas area, come on out. Hang with us. We're here until 6:30. Also, if you guys are hanging out at the bar in-house here, you can sign up for Wizards tickets. Make sure you put your name in the box right here. We're pulling a winner to give somebody tickets to go see the Wiz approaching the holiday season. All right, without further ado, we've got a listener who came up to us, introduced himself, and, he said, I got an idea for you guys, and I was like, whoa.
Okay.
It's a really good idea, and we're actually going to play the game right here and right now at 5 o'clock. So what is your name? Where are you from?
Kevin, and I'm from Centerville.
Kevin in Centerville.
Kevin from Centerville.
We know Kevin in Centerville.
You guys do know Kevin from Centerville. I was here from the last time you guys actually
at
Uptown.
That's right, yeah.
And you've been a caller, and you know the drill on the show, so I get now why you knew that we would love this so much.
And especially, Grant, knowing what a history buff you are
and
stuff like that, I figured that this would be right up your alley in terms
of
the
game. Your Uptown alley?
Thank you. I don't even know that I'm a history buff, but I'm interested in it, and it's something that will appeal to me.
Yeah, how
sure.
good do you have to be a buff?
I don't know.
What's buff level?
Like, I would stop short of saying I'm a buff.
I'm not a buff.
I'm intrigued by it. I like it.
I'm pro.
But we're about to find out if we're smart enough to know if people are college football players or signed the Declaration of Independence. So say what you said to me, to the people. How did you come up with this game?
So I was going through the list of draft eligible players this year and noticed kind of the trend. You know, there's always the guys, as you said, the Storm Ducks, the Divine Diablos, the fun names in the draft class.
And who's my guy that I love with the Bucks? Yaya Diaby.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Perfect.
Let's go. Yaya Diaby.
Yaya Diaby.
And I noticed a trend with this year's draft class. Like, it's not as strong in that sense, but there's a lot of guys with, like, really old-timey sounding names, enough so that I was like, man, it sounds like this is the group of the founding fathers that signed the Declaration or the Constitution. And so I figured I would play this game with my family at Thanksgiving, but figured that this would be a fun one to run by you guys as well.
All right, let's do this. So
it's here we go.
Founding fathers or college football players.
Correct.
On Grant and Danny. So, Darius, hit the game show music, if you please. Kevin in Centerville, I believe you've got the list.
I do.
All right, we're ready.
All right, your first name is Rufus King.
This one's actually perfectly good.
Yeah. Because they're all like this.
The first, like, my initial thought when he said Rufus, I was like, oh, 100% he signed the Declaration. And then he said Rufus King, and I'm like, oh, that guy's definitely like a quarterback who runs power off tackle for some directional Florida. I'm going to say Rufus King. Well, you go first, Danny.
Draft prospect. Final answer.
I'm going to say, yeah, the King last name makes me think football. I'm going to say Rufus King, football player.
Rufus King is from Massachusetts and signed the U.S. Constitution.
Son of a bee sting.
This is going to be harder
than I
thought.
Son of a bee sting.
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
And he signed which one?
The U.S. Constitution.
Things you hate to see. Not the Constitution, I like
no,
to see.
Oh, that was good. Good document.
I didn't think he'd get us, and here we are, 0-1. All right, from now on, let's work together. Like, forget that we're going to both try.
I learned a lot of names through my schooling, and I thought they'd all be familiar. That was that. Okay. That's a 5-hole shot.
0-1.
Me. Damn it.
Your next name is Quincy Rhodes Jr.
Rhodes Jr. makes you think independence, but isn't that the whole point?
Yes, that's the point of this exercise.
I think this is going to be a football player.
I'm going through my role. Now, again, there were 50-some people that signed the Declaration of Independence. I don't know how many people signed the Constitution. Top of my head.
Well, how much crossover was there on that Venn diagram?
I don't know that any of the same signees were there, but I think it was like 50-something on the Constitution and like 39-ish okay. on the Declaration. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. See, I thought it was the opposite. So there you go. That shows how much I remember. Not a buff, I guess. I think that's a draft prospect. Do you think he was going two signees in a row?
I don't know Kevin well enough to go into the psychology of how he's going to operate. However, I just think the first time it sounded more like the thing that we got wrong. So I'm going reverse psychology. I think it's football player.
Football player.
This is a football player.
Football player.
Quincy Rhodes Jr. plays edge at Alabama.
Here we go.
We are on the board. 1-1. May the best man win.
Your next name is Caesar Rodney.
Caesar Rodney.
Caesar Rodney.
Damn, this is so much harder than I thought.
Now, is there a chance he's a middle reliever? Obscure
no.
one?
I kept the baseball players off the list this time.
No Caesar Rodney.
Certainly not Fernando Rodney's nephew. What was your initial thought? My initial thought is that Caesar Rodney is a football player.
I think Caesar Rodney signed a document.
Do you?
I do. I can't.
Caesar?
I don't know why.
You think Caesar was a popular name back then of the
no,
founding fathers?
No, and that's why it stands out. That everyone's going like, what signature is this, pray tell, Jonathan? That's a Caesar. Caesar Rodney signed something.
If Caesar Rodney did sign the document, how would he sound? Talking.
Oh.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cesar Rodney. He's from New England there. Cesar Rodney, New Hampshire. I signed the document because it's important for us to establish these United States, sir. And everyone claps. Like that, right?
Sounds like a Kennedy. I will agree with you.
I don't feel good about it.
I was going to go in a different direction, but we're brothers in arms here. Let's do it.
Show me signee.
Cesar Rodney was from Delaware and signed the Declaration of Independence.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Two.
Yep.
We got two. Delaware.
From Delaware.
Do we know what he did in Delaware?
I have no idea. I had the list originally when I pulled it, and I couldn't tell you now.
I'm going to say he's a Del Cave townie who wants to, grow up and be like Joe Flacco.
He was a lawyer.
Yep.
Founding father, signee, declaration, famous for a dramatic midnight horseback ride to break Delaware's tie vote in favor of independence. Holy, this guy's a hero.
This guy's silly.
This guy was flying on a horse.
Look at a picture of him. That's nubs.
This guy is not a great-looking guy.
That's nubs.
Born in 1728.
Half white hair, half the opposite on the other side. Yeah. I mean, there's no just for men going on there with that guy.
Continental Congress, first president of Delaware, which is a governor.
Silly.
If memory serves, I think he was a named character in the movie 1776.
Was he?
I believe so.
Cesar Rodney.
Cesar Rodney.
I thought he was a quarterback at UTEP. But all right, here we go.
Here we go.
We're up 2-1.
Your next name is John Henry Daly.
John Henry Daly is so easily trying to lead us the path of a signing.
It sounds like a signing.
And he's trying to prey on like Patrick Henry and all the Johns.
The three names that are all standard issue.
So he clearly grabbed a college football player who sounds like a signee. Are you in agreement with me that this is 1,000% a college football player?
This guy signed to play college football.
I've never been more sure about anything. This is a football player.
Show me football player.
Your instincts were very good. John Henry Daly plays edge at Utah.
Utah!
You're not going to beat us again. You got us once. It won't happen again.
I bet you he gets us again.
Your next name is Emmanuel McNeil Warren.
Son of a bitch.
By the way, three in a row right now.
Yeah. Emmanuel McNeil Warren. It sounds like a judge. Judge Emmanuel McNeil Warren Poseidon. Kind of a thing.
Emmanuel is not a name that I would correlate with that time.
I would. I feel like that's what dudes were named.
Emmanuel?
Then. Yeah.
Emmanuel, you here, Emmanuel? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's Emmanuel Forbes, okay? I wish we still had him.
What's
okay.
his name again?
Emmanuel McNeil Warren.
The fact that there's three names as well, again, he's trying to prey on the signee thing.
See, I feel like he signed.
I'm kind of leaning that way myself. Also, he's gone a couple. We've gotten a recent player here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's just going to start ripping off players.
Yeah, but you're getting yourself into trouble. Because that would make three straight players if it is a player. I think it's a signee.
I think it's a signee as well.
Show me signee.
Emmanuel McNeil Warren plays safety at Toledo.
Beast Damn it! Fart noises.
Ah! And just like that.
Yep, I lost it.
He gets us again. 3-2.
Sugar.
Where does he play?
He plays safety at Toledo.
Toledo?
Toledo.
Does he?
Toledo.
I knew it. Come on, man.
Oh, right. Toledo.
All right, so you've got two. We've got three. How many do you have there?
I think I got two more.
All right, let's do best of seven. If we win that, we're up 3-2.
We do not want to go back to Centerville.
No, I'm not going back to
we're
Centerville.
We're at home right now. Let's
end
close
this thing
it out.
At home
I
right
do
here.
Not want to go to a game seven.
Game six, let's end this thing.
All right. To clinch it potentially, your name is Thomas Hayward Jr.
That's a football player. Thomas is everybody's name back then who signed the Declaration of Independence. But he gave us a junior. Junior's a football player.
Grant, I don't know about that one, dude. I think that guy might have signed. That might be rattling around in my memory, someone that signed something.
Thomas Hayward Jr.?
Thomas Hayward Jr. Hayward or Haywood?
Hayward.
Hayward.
Thomas Hayward, Hayward. Jr.
Hey, you keep saying Wood. It's Ward.
Hayward.
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 Hayward. Hayward.
I don't know that it matters. Now
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, if only I knew the pronunciation. Now I know
Wait,
what
Wait, oh, Wood? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Haywood. Now that you're saying Hayward, he's definitely from Rhode Island.
He might be. It might be rattling around in my brain. I've governed it too much. You decide. Tie-breaking vote.
Well,
it goes to you.
Your level of confidence 1 to 100?
3.
Okay. Then I'm going to say he's a football player.
Thomas Hayward Jr. was from South Carolina and signed the Declaration of Independence.
I thought I had that one.
Things that you hate to see.
I wasn't confident enough to overrule you. I'm not mad.
We got to deal with a Game 7.
Now we got to go to Centerville. Anything can happen in a Game 7.
You never want to have a Game 7 on the road. You never want to go to Centerville for a Game 7.
Damn it.
You had a chance in front of your crowd, and our crowd doesn't even travel that well to Centerville.
No.
We're playing. It's a hostile environment.
Not for us for this.
We're doing a press conference before the game talking about how our guys aren't tight. We're loose.
We're looking to embrace this moment, right? I mean, if you ask me before this whole thing started, would I take a Game 7 trying to name a Declaration of Independence signee or a draft prospect? I just said, hell yeah, man. Embrace the ride. That's what I told the guys. Hey, we're here. All right? How we got here don't matter. We are here. Enjoy the moment.
Look into the eyes of the man next to you.
Enjoy it.
Why do you play this game? For moments like this.
Bow your heads.
48 minutes for the rest of your life. Let's go win a Game 7. All right, we're ready. We're ready for Game 7.
Gentlemen for all the marbles.
Yes.
Your final name is Gunning Bedford Jr.
Son of a beast.
All right.
Gunning?
Gunning Bedford Jr.
Gunning Bedford Jr.
Gunning.
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 Can you spell it, please?
Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Could you use it in a sentence like, did Gunning Bedford sign the Declaration of Independence?
Like, during the fight for independence, they were gunning down the Redcoats.
Gunning.
Okay. Gunning.
Gunning.
Bedford Jr. How do you spell Gunning. Bedford?
B-E-D-F-O-R-D.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not you
Bedford.
Are.
I'm not sure Bedford. I can use that one in a sentence.
Bedford.
Gunning Bedford.
Bedford. Junior.
Could I tell you what, one more question for context. Did he sign the Declaration of Independence?
I think we're going to have to hold off on that one. I'm going to wait to answer your question.
Tried to trick
What's
him.
Your initial thought?
Signed.
I thought so, too.
But now I'm all thrown.
I thought so, too. Initial thought was he definitely signed. But it's all on the line here. So that's my lean. You can either come with me or you can spin us in the other direction.
Thelma and Louise, brother, let's go together off the cliff.
All right, Gunning Bedford Jr. signed the Declaration of Independence. Game 7, championship on the line, final answer.
Gentlemen, Gunning Bedford Jr. was from Delaware and signed the U.S.
Here we go!
Let's go! And that's how you win a Game 7.
Well done.
Nats in Houston, baby. Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer just went to Houston and came back World Series champions.
Bang on that trash can.
Howie Kendrick just hit the foul pole.
Howie Kendrick, part two.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Dave Jagler. Grant and Danny off the foul pole. Do you believe?
Oh, buddy.
That was fun. Thank
Man,
you.
Man, what a
Boys,
game.
I appreciate you having
Let's
me on.
Hear
Thank
for
you so
Kevin
much.
Kevin,
Centerville.
That's a hell of a game.
That's a game.
God, that's a game.
Your family's in for a treat on Thanksgiving. That'll be good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.